Traditionally, sermons have 3 points, but this is going to be a very simple sermon. It's only going to have 1 point with a kind of appendix attached to it. Behold, says the Lord in Jeremiah, I'm making a new covenant with Israel and with Judah. And this covenant, when it comes, will be the fifth covenant in the biblical order. First, there's the covenant that God makes with the whole of creation in Genesis 9. And then comes the covenant that he makes with Abraham in Genesis 15 and 17. The third covenant is the one that's made up on Sinai with Moses and the gift of the law. And the fourth covenant is God's covenant with David in 2 Samuel 7, which he promises that he will always set a successor of the house of David upon his throne after him. Four covenants, and now the promise of a fifth, a new covenant. And what the first four all have in common, and this is my point, is that they are simply promises. These biblical covenants, the first four, and then also the fifth, are unilateral promises on God's part. They're sheer gift. There's nothing contractual about them. We've tended to misread them as if they were contracts, as if, for example, the law given on Sinai is the fine print of a contract. And if the people don't keep it, God doesn't have to keep his promises either. But in fact, look at each of the four and then at the fifth, and it's entirely open. It's entirely a promise. And so too with the fifth, which, of course, for Christians, is the covenant that's given to us in the Last Supper and ratified by Christ's gift of himself on the cross. This is the new promise of God's love, a promise and not a contract. And I find it hard to suppose that Jesus did not have Jeremiah's words in mind as he spoke the words over the bread and over the cup. Simply a promise. Sheer gift. We get into such a muddle because we think that we must somehow earn God's love, that we have to keep small moral print in order to be acceptable in God's sight, when the truth is that he simply loves us and gives himself for us and makes a unilateral promise to us for our good, and there it is. That's my fundamental point, and it's very fundamental indeed.